Audible brings your wildest adventures to life, delivering heart-pounding thrills at the touch of a button. Take Richard Osman's The Thursday Murder Club, where four retirees turned amateur sleuths solve crimes in the most unexpected ways, brilliantly performed by Leslie Manville. Ready to unleash your adventurous side? From pulse-racing suspense to epic quests, from supernatural chills to far-off romances, every story comes alive through world-class narration. Explore exclusive Audible originals, chart-topping new releases, and unforgettable bestsellers that transport you from the very first word. Because the next great adventure is just a listen away. Start your free 30-day trial at audible.com/WonderyUK. That's audible.com/WonderyUK.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Look at that. It's a Monday, and I knew I wore a shirt with green on it, Shannon. I just didn't have it in me to change, even though I have a suitcase in the next room. Hey, it's the international superstar, your other boy, Zach Amico, and I just got off the road this morning with my friends, the Insane Clown Posse and JCW. Really fucking fun, and thank you to everybody that came out. All sold out, all fucking packed, really fucking fun. Thank you to everybody that came up and said you listened to the show. That's really fucking cool, and I truly appreciate it. Across the table from me are two of my very favorite people to do podcasts with. From the No Offense with Doug Yurum podcast, it's our good friend, Doug Yurum.
Hi.
How you doing, hey, man?
Buddy. This is such a different vibe. I like it. Nobody's being screamed at. Nobody's
we're on time. It's happening. And by the way,
amazing.
No shade to my former co-host.
No.
It's just trying something different.
Yeah.
And it's just nice. I think
it's just
a nice way to start the day.
Exactly. Shannon's not going to be sexually harassed.
Shannon will be.
Shannon's not.
I will make sure that part of the show stays.
Yeah. Shannon's not blinking help through the fucking. And across the table also from the Dark Holes podcast, it is our good friend Shay Arena. Bubba, how you doing?
I'm doing good right now. I do want an update on Shannon's tits if we're talking sexually harassing Shannon. Have those been replaced yet?
Shannon?
No, they have not been replaced.
That's crazy.
Wait, she's getting fake tits?
No, she has fake tits, but they've been in there for like 22 years or some shit.
You have to change them out, Jay. Like oil?
Is that the number?
It's going to be 23 shortly.
Fucking nailed it. I know Shannon's tits.
Expiring.
Yeah.
Dude, that should be your new job. You should look at tits and tell them how old they are.
No, I know how old those tits are, dude. Yeah, dude. But yeah, because you're supposed to get them replaced after 10 years.
Is that true?
Yeah.
They're like veneers.
Yeah.
You just have to keep fucking swapping them out.
So Rich Voss would look great with some big fake tits, wouldn't he?
I just got this yesterday.
Shannon, can you go on my Twitter while we're talking? And see, I posted a video of a lady on a plane in a low-cut shirt, and it is wild.
Okay.
It's so much that I think I would be like, lady, this kid's here.
So it's just a lady in the wild.
It was a lady taking a video, and it was like, do you think this? I was told this outfit was inappropriate to fly in.
Oh, okay. So it was like a TikTok kind of thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And dude, I almost thought it was like a camera trick.
Do you think this is now? Okay, I'm gonna call it on this. This is probably she has an OnlyFans, and this is promo.
Maybe
that could be.
But this is exceptionally, like, it almost looks like she's
trolling. What the fuck is that, She has long, disgusting tits. Oh my God, they look like Pringle cans.
That's is crazy, terrible, right?
To spice up the bit. Ah. You're like, she's got orangutan tits. You're like, she's got long, disgusting tits.
Yeah, there's no poetry to it. There's no art to it.
No.
Look at big tits, they're fucking falling down.
Dude,
they're supposed to be up with their tail.
You could tie those in a knot. You
those
could tie
those gross,
tits up.
Man.
Okay, Shannon, check if she's got OnlyFans. I'm willing to put money on it. This is Ragebait OnlyFans promo. I'm willing to put money on that shit.
She literally stored her tits under the seat.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Like they were a fanny pack on Delta.
Yeah. They go
she's
in that
hiding
little
a gun.
Pouch in the front.
I think they were using them as landing gear. She's in the sky. Her tits are on the ground having a drink in the airport still.
Dude, if the plane started going down, she could jump out and then just use them as parachutes.
That's true.
Like, just
and then they'll double as flotation devices if they hit water.
Exactly, dude.
The double is skis.
Those are fucking horrendous, man.
Yeah,
holy
those are crazy.
Shit.
What do you do if you got tits like that? You just
cry.
Cry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you see like older black ladies who walk around with no bra on sometimes.
Yeah,
that's true.
And they are like
serious
around their belly.
Yeah.
They go to their spine.
I hooked up with this chick one time that had long, saggy tits, and I remember she was on top of me, and she was like hanging them, like they were like...
She was dangling like a mobile?
Yeah, like a mobile, yeah. And they were like, and she's like, yes, yeah, so, and she thought that was hot, and I was like,
that is not hot.
Like,
that is
like,
fucking awful, dude.
Batting them away.
Oh, my God.
Get them out of here,
it's like
dude.
A cat playing with a toy. Just dude, that is some nasty shit.
Yeah,
that is,
yeah.
Like, I like natural tits better.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's a luck of the draw. Either you could have very nice natural tits, and of course natural tits are always going to sag, or you could have that.
But sometimes, dude, again, another hookup. There's this, I remember it's the first Jewish chick I banged.
Oh, no.
I remember she was on top of me, and she took off her bra, and their tits were so big, I was like, they're going to drop, and they didn't. They just and I was like, oh, my God. And she had those little tiny nips, like they say in Superbad. They're like little baby toes.
Yeah, like little erasers.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Little erasers.
Yeah. Absolutely. By the way, I have been loving to do street jokes on the show. Old lady goes to the doctor, and she's like, I have an issue. I have a hole between my breasts. And the doctor goes, let me see. He goes, man, that's your belly button.
That's great. That's great.
Shannon, did you see if that lady has anything or no info?
So I Google image searched her, and I think I found her Twitter. I mean, you tell me if this looks like her enough to you. But doesn't look like she has an OnlyFans.
That does
she looks
look like
Ukrainian.
Her.
It does, right?
Yeah. Ukrainian, yeah. Okay.
This is her.
Yeah, that is her.
But all Ukrainians kind of look alike. That very Slav face.
Yeah
not a lot of followers. There's
you
no indication
Google
of OnlyFans.
Image search someone?
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
How the fuck you do that?
Shannon's on top of technology. Yeah. Okay. Shannon's much more savvy than she gets credit for.
Yeah.
Shannon can fucking fuck her way around the internet.
She's a smart bitch. You got to show me how to do that.
All right. We got a lot of fun shit to talk about today.
Saggy tits.
And I want to start with this. Even though this isn't my horror movie show, this news is just too great. Ceiling collapses on woman during screening of new Final Destination movie.
That was a real story? I thought that was bullshit.
No, that's just real, Bubba.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was like in like Argentina?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh,
and it didn't kill her. It missed. It hit her in the knee.
Yeah.
Oh, so now death is stalking her.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's also sitting with, I think, her daughter.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So Shannon, what's the details?
Yeah, so she got to kill her daughter to reverse it.
Yeah.
So she's 29. She was with her 11-year-old daughter. She was there to celebrate.
It's Argentina.
Yeah, so
they start early.
Nuts, dude.
No, she was an Argentine when she got pregnant.
She went there to celebrate her birthday. By the way, she said she hasn't been to the movies in years. She doesn't like big, like public areas. And this
bullshit,
is the first
time.
Bullshit,
that's for the lawsuit. I guarantee you now she has a panic disorder.
Anxiety.
And PTSD, and now that's part of the lawsuit.
That is
part of
it.
Do they sue people like that in Argentina like they do here?
I'm sure for this case,
yeah.
Connected to a big movie like that, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, a theater, like it's probably a chain theater. Their ceiling falls in. There's some cash to be made.
Probably.
There. Yeah.
I have a couple images.
Yeah,
this one it's just showing kind of, this is the hole. This is what fell on her.
Wow.
And then this is the floor after.
And how far away are the seats?
And that's her bruise. That's
a big fucking knee. Was it that swollen before the ceiling hit her? That is a giant, fat fucking Argentinian knee.
Yeah, that's the one where you're like, what part of the body is that?
That could be a hip.
Yeah, dude. It could be a belly. Like, yeah. I don't know. That's a fucking...
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Well...
You see the scar above it.
I want to see. I'm balking at seeing the new movie.
Yeah,
because it's my favorite franchise.
Really,
of the 2000s.
Okay,
I think it is the most underrated of all the horror franchises. I think they're consistent.
Yeah,
and I say anyone in our generation is scared to drive behind the log truck.
Yeah. The log truck is legendary. Yeah,
log truck. Had this conversation with wrestlers this week. Tanning bed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was my favorite scene out of all the fucking.
The line in the shower, the clothesline in the shower.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then my favorite, I think, is the weightlifter kid with the swords.
The weightlifting one is the one I always think about because you're at the gym. And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to get crushed.
Oh, no, for me, it's the girl on the balance beam with the screw on it.
Oh, I don't know if I know
that one. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, Shannon, come on. What are we doing? It's not a Zach Amigo show. God, we're going to watch.
Screw it. I could only imagine how that was.
So what I love about the Final Destinations is eventually they just become these, like, and forgive my ignorance, is the term like a Rube Goldberg machine? Like,
yeah.
It's like the game Mouse. Remember the game Mousetrap?
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
Where just 85 things go wrong.
Right.
And it just shows you, like, the fucking will of the earth is the will of the earth.
Yeah.
This is the one.
This is it?
Yeah, I love this.
I don't remember this.
And it's the way they build tension that I think is so impressive. Because now you're going, all right.
Because
we've got our setting.
Yeah.
What number was this?
Shannon, is this 5?
Yes,
5.
You know something's going to happen. You're just like, how?
So now
how
you're like, okay.
Is it going to happen? Yeah.
Okay. This thing's loose in the fan.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, feet stuff fucks me up, too.
How did she not see that? Fucking idiot.
Because it's a movie, Doug. Big, long tits. Step on the nail, you fucking whore.
She catches a nipple on the fucking screw on a balance beam.
That's great how they have her, like, dancing around it.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's good. Let's go. So now you go, okay, well, that's...
Tom Cruise look-alike. Oh, my God.
Now again, we're okay. Well, it wasn't gonna be that. Oh, now she might get electrocuted, but this lady stops her.
She can't wipe that birthmark off.
Okay, go to bars.
And now, all right, she's avoided twofers.
I like to think that death is like hanging around with a bunch of other spiritual creatures, and they're watching this too. And he's like, look, guys, look at what I cooked up. Like, what's he got? This? No, it's going to be the screw. They're all betting on it.
Yeah. Damn.
And now we're going to introduce another element. Everything's loose.
This school sucks.
Yeah.
This school blows.
Man. Jesus Christ.
This movie should be called Lazy Janitor.
Yeah.
You could make a deal with death just to get sick lawsuits out of all this shit. Like, busy. Don't kill me, just maim me.
Yeah. I'd rather be killed.
Yeah, but in Final Destination, if you just get maimed, it starts again.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, true.
And then you wish and you die. So it works out. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God damn it.
The chalk. Smoke, confusion.
Oh!
Dude,
who saw that one coming?
There's no way you could land that hard and flop like that.
Yeah, she snapped like a fucking twig.
Dude, her body, her bones exploded out of her skin and shit.
Oh,
holy
I love it.
I love it.
I eat that shit up, dude.
Yeah.
I love it.
I guess it is Final Destination. Working on that movie is just you get to come up with clever ways of just like, how are we going to kill this person? Okay, what if this happened, then this, then
this. And then it is the last movie of Tony Todd, Candyman.
Okay, yeah.
He's in most of the movie. I think maybe there's one or two. He's not. He's the voice of
Venom.
He's the coroner. Mm-hmm. He's the voice of the roller coaster in the roller coaster one.
Oh yeah,
like when you're what's it like come up.
Yeah, yeah.
Ride the ride. That's Tony, and he's a coroner in this one too, I believe. But I will say I'm balking seeing it because I read not to see it if you have an issue with MRIs.
Oh, what's that?
Amazing, really?
Oh,
that is fucking great.
And I had some very bad MRI experiences last year.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
As a man of my carriage.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Got stuck in one? You got stuck in an MRI?
Had a panic attack and had a... I had what my my therapist referred to as a... fuck, what was it? It was something the same way you would react if you're going to die.
Okay, mm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Zach, I feel the same way when I lose my phone.
Zach, can I give I saw the movie.
Yeah.
So like, I'm trying not to give any kind of spoiler, but this isn't like part of a regular process of getting an MRI.
Okay.
I think it's okay. I think you're okay to see
you
it.
You think I can get through it?
I think so, yeah.
All right, I'll go see it.
You can always just get up and leave if you want.
Yeah, I'm just, I don't want to
start.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to have it in my head.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. But yeah, I saw the promo for it where they put a ad for the new movie on the back of a log truck, which is like hilarious.
That is great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. So, hey, if you saw it, let us know what you think. Give me a tweet.
Portable grills scare me because of that fucking movie too.
Yeah,
that they're just gonna explode every time I use one. I can't. That's this movie's fucked up.
No, me, it's the gym when I like to stretch in between my sets, and I'll have the weights on the bar on the squat rack. I'm like, oh, it's gonna break and then like hit my neck.
Well, that shit happens. Yeah. You see that happen? Like when people like put too much weight on the bar and the bar goes forward and the bottom base cracks people in the back of the head.
Yeah,
oh
yeah,
it's
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
great. Those fucking weightlifting fails.
Yeah.
The one, bone breaks kill me, and especially anything with legs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you don't do a lot of skateboarding videos, then?
No, those fuck me up.
Yeah, I love a good skateboarding video.
Yeah. Or motorcycle accident. That's another one.
Oh, dude. There's one where it's this dude. He's on a motorcycle, and he, like, falls over, and there's, like, a railing, and you're just seeing the dash cam footage from another car, and then you just see his helmet, like, bonk, bonk, hits the railing. And then the caption says, it says something like, motorcyclist mildly hurt in small crash.
His head is still in the fucking helmet.
Yeah.
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you use Kratom, if you don't use it, don't start on my account. But if you use Kratom, there's only one place on earth you need to be getting it from. And that's our good friends at YoKratom.com. Why, you may ask? Because they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the Gas Digital Network. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting just a little bit of Kratom at a time. And you don't even know what's in there. When you go to YoKratom.com today and get a whole kilo delivered to your door for just $60, there's no promo code needed because it's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. Check them out today. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Did you guys grow up with Faces of Death?
Yes.
Oh, I never watched Faces of Death, but I've heard of
that.
It.
Shit
I know,
was great.
So most of them are fake.
Yeah, okay. yeah.
However,
the monkey.
That's all bullshit. Yeah. But there was also Traces of Death.
Okay.
And Traces of Death was a straight up cash in where it was a bootleg. It was never like something you could buy at the store. You had to buy it like a shitty copy of it.
Yeah.
Like Chinatown.
But it was like straight up police footage of car accidents and murders.
Wow.
And those are fucking. Shannon, if you could. I'm not going to fucking make you watch any of it, but I bought it at a horror con, and it was fucking horrendous. And then the last 10 minutes of it, the guy must have also sold porn and forgot, didn't finish taping over one of his porns.
Yeah.
So it just turned into Japanese, like BDSM porn.
Wow.
And I was like, this is a very odd turn for this because there's no words.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, what an odd turn for this film to make.
And so you bought this on like VHS?
Yeah, I bought a VHS of it at a horror convention.
Oh, wow. That's fucking crazy.
That's fucking, I had no idea.
And they try. Like the first one. So the whole deal, Faces of Death, is supposed to be a documentary on death.
Yeah.
And it's very got like the gravitas of, you know, we're experimenting with what happens in the afterlife.
Yeah.
Trains to Death starts like that.
Yeah.
Where it's classical music.
Yeah.
And it's portrayed in a sympathetic way. By the second one, it's just grindcore.
Yeah.
And be like, look at these dead Mexicans.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is it worse than Chaotic? You ever been to that site?
I would say it's on par with the shit we saw on like Rotten.com and Ogrish and shit.
I remember Rotten.com and Gore.com. I don't remember Chaotic. One. What was Chaotic?
Chaotic's the new one. Have you ever?
New one. It's out now.
Yeah, it's like all like death and like the worst are the cartels.
Okay. Yeah.
Holy shit. And they show the entire fucking, like, you could just like Google it on the, not Google it, you could search it on the site, just put cartel.
Yeah.
And you get like 19,000 pages of cartel beheadings, whoa, chopping up bodies. Like that famous one with the chainsaw.
Yeah.
Cuts the guy up with the chainsaw to that nice 80s song that I can't listen to anymore.
Oh, there's a video of him chopping a guy up too.
Oh, it's all real. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
the
yeah.
cartels will send you videos.
Yeah. And what? There's a song to it.
Yeah, the guy. What was the goddamn song? Well. Funky Town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he does it to Funky Town.
They're playing Funky Town in the background as the guys are tied up. One of them's crying, and they just take a head, like a chainsaw, to the guy's head. And you think like there'd be some kind of like process. It's not. It just meh, and then it just goes right through his fucking head. Yeah.
I mean,
a chainsaw cuts through a log so quick.
Yeah.
And then a human flesh that's just a water bag.
Yeah.
Just right off.
Yeah. At least it's quick, you know.
Yeah.
I just watched a video. It was a guy who stole cocaine from the cartel.
Oh, no. Oof.
And it was them. He was hogtied.
Yeah.
And they filmed them throwing him into the ocean.
Oh my God.
Not just fully fucking cognizant.
Yeah.
And armed. I mean, he must have just sank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a fuck. And it was a video to like, to send to his family.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, he fucked up.
Which, if you think about it, that is probably the lightest sentence the cartel can give you.
No, drowning's got to suck. I think I would take chainsaw neck over drowning.
Oh, well, you're dead instantly. But then there was another one where they had a dude.
Yeah, and sometimes, sometimes those beheadings take a while.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you could hear, like, this one dude, they had him.
Yeah, sometimes they're doing it with, like, a spork.
Yeah.
I found
a
one.
Knife.
I found one cartel chainsaw video. I don't know if it's the one.
You know what? Let's do it.
Most famous
Let's
one.
Let's do it.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, that's not it, but this
I'm
is like another
sad.
Good one. I've seen
yeah, we don't got to do this to Jay.
This is fun.
No, don't play it.
Jay, it's up to you,
this
buddy.
Is, I mean, the viewers are going to want it. So
depends
do it.
How big
I'll just
your...
turn away when I need to.
I think that's fair. Tough but fair.
I've seen this. The guy doesn't even cry, nothing. He's just like, whatever. Yeah, boy.
Oh, good, it won't start.
It always takes a while to start. These guys use shit gas.
Oh, that's such a scary sound.
Yeah. He takes it like a champ, though.
Whoa!
Yeah, see? This one, the blade's a little dull.
Yeah.
Because he felt too much. I think they did that on purpose, though. Yeah, they definitely did. They're
holy shit, they're taking their time on it, too.
Yeah, they didn't even. They're torturing this poor fuck.
Oh, God!
Yeah, that could be over in like 10 seconds. See, this is why it takes forever for you to get a tree removed in your backyard. It's not good with a tree.
Man, they really did pick,
yeah,
the,
did
most, they picked the most
yeah.
lawnmower sounding weapon.
Yeah, they.
That was the battery one from Home Depot.
I just did He's ayahuasca, and they're like, be careful what you consume afterwards. Yeah. Like your brain.
Shannon, turn it off, you sick cunt.
I just looked away for most of it. As soon as they turned on the chainsaw, I was like, yeah, not for me. I don't need to see a guy get his head cut.
Yeah. There was one that was bad. They tied a guy to a cross.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't really, it was more like an X. And they just cut off his arms and his legs and then left him and just taunted him the entire time.
What was he tied by then?
He can't.
What's that?
What was he connected by then?
Nothing. By the end of it?
Just, he was just a torso?
That's
he,
it.
He
and
can't
they were
stay awake
jokes.
Long after that.
I don't know if he died, but they just left him there, and they were pretty
much...
I was sure
you're in shock.
Yeah, you got to bleed out.
Oh, you have to, because you're cutting the femoral artery and stuff.
Yeah.
But then there's also guys that have been blown to smithereens.
Yeah.
Same problems, but they lived through it somehow.
Yeah.
Dude, I fucking had the funniest interaction the other day with one of my wrestler friends, who I've known for like a year now. He casually mentioned that he only has 9 fingers.
Yeah.
And I never noticed.
Really?
And he holds up his hand, and he's missing his pinky.
Yeah.
And my buddy, Jeremiah. And I go, how the fuck did that happen? And he goes, Afghanistan. And I went, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I left it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then somebody goes, ask him how. And I'm like, sure.
Caught stealing.
Dude, what a fucking, what a carny. Yeah. He broke his finger playing soccer on his day off while he was in Afghanistan. It didn't heal right. They tried to set it, and he couldn't put it in his pocket or use it, and it fucked his hand up. So they just cut it off.
Oh, oh. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
And then they offered him a Purple Heart.
Oh, what the fuck?
And he goes, I didn't take it because I felt that it was disrespectful.
Of course.
But he's like, now I would have because I realized I would have got a bunch more benefits.
Oh, no way. Yeah.
He goes, I didn't plan that well. He goes, yeah. But it was just so funny. He goes, Afghanistan. I'm like, thank you for your service.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Soccer. Yeah.
Soccer, yeah.
Recreational injury.
Yeah.
Go to shake his hand. You feel it's a little bit lighter than normal.
Okay, what's going on here? This feels
He has another friend who was in the same tour as him who lost his pinky. Because it got caught in a gun as they were going around the corner of a building.
Yeah.
And his pinky stayed in the gun and the rest, and it.
Oh, that's got to suck.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's the worst way for
off
gun
the, it
to
ripped
jam.
Off the side. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's terrible.
My uncles, like a bunch of them, only one of them has all their fingers and toes. One of them actually chainsaw. He was working up in the woods chainsawing, and then like the chainsaw kicked back, went through his boot, shrink, cut a couple of his toes off. And then another uncle, he was working on a farm, and there was like a hay baler that got jammed, and he was pulling the hay out of it, and then turned on, Frank, cut his fingers off. And then I can't remember my other uncle lost his fingers, though. But yeah, none of my...
gambling debt.
Yeah.
Eating Tootsie Rolls?
Wow. Could be
sorry,
some.
Buddy.
No, these are the white uncles.
By the way, we knew that when you said they were doing work.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people working in one family. What's going on?
What's
here?
Going on, dude?
Some suspicious.
I've always been afraid of. I always thought my dad didn't wear his wedding ring because he was just cheating all the time.
Yeah.
It was because he's afraid of. The gloving injuries.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one day I woke, he gave me a warning.
Yeah.
I just got a text. This is why we don't wear wedding rings.
Yeah.
One of his guys jumped off the back of the truck and had steel mesh on the back.
And just fucking ripped his.
His entire finger was at the end.
Oh.
So it was bone.
Yeah.
And then you just saw the ring by where the nail was.
Yeah.
And everything was bunched up at the end.
What does your dad do?
Welder.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course. He's like, fuck that shit, dude. He's not like, it's hard to sell. There's a hard sell if you're a comic.
Yeah, honey,
I'm worried about degloving, dude.
Yeah. Might get it caught on the microphone cord as fucking pulling it out of the stand.
Well, I mean, Jimmy Fallon.
What happened to him?
Jimmy Fallon got a degloving.
Whoa, what?
His wedding ring, a couple years ago, he got his wedding ring caught on a banister when he fell at home, and he degloved his finger.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
that's
some would say
he
was probably hammered.
Yeah, that's true.
He is a drunk.
As the story persists, that old Jimmy likes to have a good time.
He does like to have a good time. Jimmy likes to booze.
Sure does.
Jimmy found there's a lot of comics out there. Won't name names, but there are a lot of famous dudes who it's like.
I won't name Nates.
Nates? Who? Bargatz?
Back in the day, I think he's a good boy now.
Okay, I know that he used to party with all the fucking dogs.
Yeah.
He's a squeaky clean dude, but I've heard that he was like.
It's always those squeaky clean guys that are like big party.
He used to party hard with the dogs. Yeah.
I don't think he was a pussy hound, though. He was never a pussy guy.
No, he's always been.
He was just
about
like, he just, and I don't even think it was like drugs. I think he could just booze. But it makes it, he's like fucking what, a Tennessee South dude? Like,
that's
it,
right.
It's not that great. Yeah, it's not that crazy that he would have a tie one on with
that's,
the boys every
true,
night.
Yeah,
not took, every night, but like.
When I won Roastmasters, that's who took me out drinking.
Okay, yeah.
And that was the first time I hung out with him, and he was the fucking coolest. But yeah, he could
like David Tell level fucking partying or like
did David Tell big party guy
back in the day.
Wow.
David Tell that show Insomniac was all about him fucking partying and everything. That was
but
show.
I think that got ahead of, like that's all people want then.
Yeah
mm-hmm.
Like then you're kind of a slave to the
to the gimmick. Like,
dude, that's one of the worst gimmicks to have.
Artie Lang was the worst.
Yeah, now you gotta like fucking deal with drunks.
Yeah. Well, and everyone's like, well, let's have a drink together. Let's have a drink together. I stopped doing any type of like coke content in my stuff because I was like, oh, I'm not doing coke anymore and any party content. And then I remember this was after I had stopped, and some dude came up to me and was like, oh, dude, like, you want to do a bump with me? Some random guy at a bar. And I was like, oh, no, I'm dude. Like, I don't know this guy. I'm not going to do your fucking random joke. And he goes, oh, so you're a poser. That's what I was like, yeah, dude.
And now you're like, you know what? You fucking give it to me.
You got me.
Go ahead. I don't want to do your fucking strange coke. Yeah. Sorry, dude. I used to do strange coke quite a bit, though. I remember I did. I was in
it's,
like,
it's
fucking,
pretty fun.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I was in like
a mystery.
White Path, Alberta, like some bullshit fuck town of like 1,500 people, did coke with this dude, and my stomach hurt so bad after. It was like mostly speed or something. I was so bloated.
The further I get away from Spanish people, I always go, where did this come
where
from?
Where did the coke come from?
How did it get here? And how many butts was it in?
How the further
to get from Mexico to Canada, that's more than one butt.
Oh, more than one butt?
That's a lot of butts.
And it's also, it's like, it's
too many butts, some would say.
It's, it's getting
meth-ass.
Yeah.
The meth.
It's more cut in a bathtub the more it gets further away from
Mexico. Yeah, you can always tell when it's like very speedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can always tell it's a little chalky. There might be some baby laxative.
That's the worst when it's chalky. And you know how it is when you're cutting it up and you snort it.
For me,
like,
the worst is when it's flaky.
Yeah.
It's a little moist almost.
You want it like almost like chunks. Like when it's chunks.
When it's soapy.
Yeah.
When it's like a rock.
Yeah, and you have to like break it up. You have to, someone puts like a dollar bill on it.
It takes an effort. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, then you're like,
the closest
it is to
crack, the better it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, for Attell, and I'm sure I've said this before, and I don't think I'm telling any secrets. I think after he got sober, he would smarten up the bartender.
Mm-hmm.
That when he ordered Jaeger, or if someone ordered him Jaeger, they would have iced coffee.
Oh, really?
In a Jaeger bottle.
Okay, that's a smart move.
So, because everybody wants, and I think when you have that thing, certain clubs want to book you because we're going to fucking
selling drinks.
We're going to sell a shitload of drinks.
Yeah.
And they're going to sell more drinks if people want to do a shot with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think he would smarten up the staff. Hey, listen, I'm off the booze.
Yeah.
I'll do shots of iced coffee while everyone else does Jaeger.
Yeah.
Which I think, I actually think it's polite.
Yeah.
Because you're respecting yourself. You're not saying, hey, I won't do it.
Yeah.
You're letting them have
their thing.
They're getting the experience they wanted.
Yeah. You're selling. It's the same thing as like, oh, in porn, are they really coming? Are they, is it really happening? It's like, dude, you just suspend your disbelief. Yeah. Enjoy the experience.
Who is this for?
Exactly. You get to go tell a story. I partied with David Tell. David Tell gets to stay sober. Mm. Everyone's happy. What, you need him to get fucked up and fuck up his life? No, you just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Suspend your disbelief, dude.
I've also heard of people doing shots of Diet Coke.
Okay, yeah.
Instead of whiskey.
Yeah.
Heard Bert Kreischer does that.
Really?
With iced tea. Like, they have them, like, rotate out, like, it's some whiskey, and then they swap it out with iced tea because then he'd get way too fucked up.
Yeah, Sebastian Bach did that on, what was it, Supergroup?
Yeah.
What's Supergroup?
It was a TV show where they had all members from big 80s bands.
Yeah.
Form a super group.
Yeah.
I wanted to say they were called Chickenfoot.
Okay.
I might have made that up, to be completely honest with you. And they were mad about Sebastian's drinking.
Yeah.
And he walked on stage with a big bottle of Jack Daniels, and they were all furious. And then he walks over to them and makes them smell it, and it was a bottle of iced tea.
Okay. Yeah. Brilliant. Smart move.
But that was an old wrestling story. It was Scott Hall, Razor Ramon. Those boys partied.
Yeah.
And they were in WCW, and they were going to fire Scott Hall. They wanted to fire Scott Hall for being drunk in the ring. And because they would have like an 18-pack on the way to the venue.
Yeah.
And which, I'll be completely honest with you, happens sometimes. And so they, Bischoff, I guess, goes, you got to go to rehab tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if you drink again, you're fired.
Yeah.
So he said, I guess they smarten up the bartender, give me Diet Coke, and Sting's at the other end of the bar.
Yeah.
And they start mean mugging each other.
Yeah.
And Sting starts ordering whiskeys, trying to go shot for shot with Scott Hall.
Oh, wow.
And they had to carry Sting back that night.
That's
and
so
Scott Hall
funny.
Just walks up to Eric Bischoff and goes, Diet Coke all night. Don't worry.
That's so funny to fuck him like that, dude. You're like, yeah. Dude, you don't even know.
Just completely fuck another man on the way out the door.
Yeah, just be like, I don't give a fuck. Dude, why not?
That's fucking great.
Hey, guys, real quick. Today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Small Batch Cigars. Simple, fast, small batch. Having cigars in the house is just like having a nice bottle of wine or anything else you want to offer people. And Small Batch Cigar is a great place to go if you're like me and don't know that much about cigars, but you want to impress people. They have free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry, with an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars. And there's a lot of uncertainty right now with tariffs, but Small Batch is making your dollar stretch even further because they have a great new offer with a free cigar that essentially makes their code worth 21% off. Plus, there's always the free shipping. Plus, you get 5% rewards points instantly. From now until June the 15th, every order over $150 that uses the code GAS10 will receive a free cigar with at least a $16 value. No matter how much you order, you're going to get 10% off, free shipping, and 5% rewards points to spend at the time of your choosing. So go to smallbatchcigar.com today. Most people click the new link first to shop their newest arrivals. And if you use our promo code GAS10, you get 10% off plus those 5% rewards points. And if you spend over $150, you get a free cigar worth at least $16. So check them out today. Small Batch Cigar. Let's get back into the show.
Sting always seemed, and I could be wrong, you probably know, Sting always seemed like a goody two-shoes to me.
I think he's got a connection with the Lord.
Yeah. Oh now he does?
Yeah. Well, I think he did. He did pretty early.
Oh, so it's not like the Shawn Michaels where he was completely fucked up for years?
Yeah, as Jim Cornette said, you ever notice people that find Jesus? Yeah. Used to be real fucking assholes. Yeah.
He's got another good quote. He goes, well, when nobody else wants to talk to you, who do you go to? You talk to God. And I was like, fucking perfect.
When you're out and you're like, didn't quote. Like, someone told me that Rogan is becoming Christian or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I read that on Instagram.
I wouldn't know, but what else is left?
I guess that's it. You do the full circle. He was doing DMT, whatever, looking for Sasquatches, podcast. And then it's like, okay, now we're back to. We go back to God.
Imagine doing DMT at fucking church.
Yeah, I think that'd be I think there should be a church of DMT. There probably is.
There is, actually. Yeah.
I'm sure it's a cult.
Yeah. Dude, that's the thing with any type of, you get into crazy psychedelics, you could screw some people over here. Yeah. Do a little mushroom therapy and then get everyone to give you their shoes. Then you're cooking. Yeah. Get a good cult going.
Well, speaking of people that might be off their rocker, Britney Spears warned by authorities after being difficult and smoking a cigarette on a plane.
Who's Britney Spears?
That's some white people shit. Wait, what?
That's what's an airplane? For white people.
That's what's an fucking airplane? It flies through the sky?
Come on now. No such thing as airplane.
I ain't never seen none of them airplane
white
movies.
White people use that term of transportation.
Fucking racist ass Zach Amico. All right, Shannon, tell us about it.
So she said, she claims that this whole...
Who's she?
Is it a girl? So she said that...
What spear is she throwing?
Jesus.
She said that they were being shitty to her on the plane, that they put her in the back of the plane, and that they were just overall like kind of being shitty to her. And then she said that a friend like put the cigarette in her mouth and went to light it. And so she was excited. She's like, oh, this is one of those planes where you can smoke. And then
this bitch has no concept of life. It's so funny to watch all these people advocate for her.
Yeah, and she's gone.
What was it called that she had?
Asperger's?
Conservatory?
Yes,
Asperger's.
The conservatorship. And the second they let this bitch loose, everyone was like,
smoking up planes, yeah.
It was for the best.
Yeah. Now, that's the question I've always asked.
Yeah.
Like, is it because of that she's fucked up? Like, she's completely batshit crazy?
Yeah.
Or was she like that already? And that's why. See, I don't know.
I think you just let her loose. Who gives a fuck? What, yeah. She smokes on a couple planes. She fucking, what, she goes, has a baby, whatever. Let her, just fucking
with
let her
backup
loose.
Dancer.
Dude, there's a bunch
of dances with knives.
Yeah, there's like crackheads and trailer parks. And no one's fucking got control over them. Just
that's
let her loose. Let
well,
her
that's what she
rip.
Would be if she wasn't Britney Spears.
Yeah, maybe.
She would be just a crackhead in a fucking trailer park.
Yeah, yeah, that's
it.
A possibility. Yeah. Yeah. I think she got molested a bunch, though, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all these Disney kids, they got molested like crazy, dude. These Nickelodeon kids.
That's how you got in.
They're molesting the shit.
Blood in, blood out, yeah.
Yeah.
Butt in, butt out.
Yeah. So I think she just got so molested that now she's all broken and smoking on planes. It's like, if anything, this is a great result of someone who got super molested.
So what happened? Yeah. The cops met her on the tarmac, or?
Yes, after the plane landed, they met up with her, and at first she thought that they were just greeting her because she's a super celebrity, and then she realized that they were yelling at her for smoking on the plane, but she just got a warning. She also claims that she had, I can't imagine this to be true, but she claimed the first time she had vodka was on this flight. And she said, I felt so, it made her feel so clear and smart.
Dude, Britney,
that's why they call it miracle water.
We need some quote, like a book of quotes from her post, like freedom, just all the all her thoughts.
Dude, I've never had vodka and be like, you know what? This makes me smart.
Yeah. I'm some.
It makes me a lot of things.
Yeah.
I enjoy a cocktail. I've never gone, this makes me smarter.
Yeah, look back on it, go, yo, I was the brightest ever. Now she's going to be a full alcoholic for sure. For sure.
All right.
Wait, doesn't she have enough money to fly private, though? Am I wrong, or is all of her money
gone? I don't know.
So my assumption would be she thought she could smoke because she's never been told no before.
Okay, yeah. Maybe she has been smoking on, like, private jets and shit.
Yeah, probably.
So maybe that's it. She, like, her world is warped big time. Yeah, she's been famous since, what, 16?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she got breast implants when she was 16. So, yeah, you know
no
what?
No way.
She was fucking touched by a lot of people. What 16-year-old gets breast implants?
She got breast implants at 16?
Yeah. Remember, like, that all came out, like, after she made that, what's that fucking song? The big hit, her first hit.
Hit Me Baby.
Yeah. Mm. And then, like, there were all those rumors going around that she got breast implants, and then it was confirmed those are fake tits, and she was 16 when she got them.
Wow. Yeah. That's fucking
crazy.
Get
her out of the trailer park.
Well, it says Britney Spears has never publicly confirmed or denied having breast implants.
Fucking Instagram.
She has mentioned considering plastic surgery, but she has not specified whether this includes breast implants. It's important to know the celebrities who face intense scrutiny and speculation about their bodies, which can be invasive and disrespectful. What up, wop, wop?
God damn it, man.
All right, you guys want to look at some sluts?
I enjoyed believing that lie, Shannon. God damn it.
All right, so I found an Instagram. Pretty psyched on it.
Yeah.
Prison Connect.
Oh, dude, I love Prison Connect, dude. I love Prison Connect.
By the way, this distracted me for way too long this morning. I'm going to be on this page for a long time.
So Let's take a little look-ski.
Take a peek at some sluts.
Hopefully some saggy tits.
Okay.
Oh, there's more now than even when I was on this
morning.
What
the hell is that on the left?
Dude,
it's a dude, I think.
That's a Dominican man.
I think it is a guy.
Oh, I thought it was one of the kitchen women. I thought that was like the lesbian they put in the kitchen to like peel potatoes with their tongue.
I can play. Do you want to play his thingy?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, shout out Prison Connect, encouraging people to tap in and invest. In time and love to those locked down, going through trials and tribulations. I'm a firm believer in progress. Hey, shout out to those locked down. I'm inspiring you to indulge yourself in something righteous. Keep your mind, body, spirit 100%. There's light at the end of this. It's all love, hey.
Uh-huh.
That guy will rob you.
It's always all love. It's always all love.
That guy will beat you to death with the butt of a gun to save a bullet.
Yeah, dude.
All right, so let's give a little look.
It's summer here, yeah.
Hey, my name is Summer. I'm 28 years old. I'm doing time in Cuna, Idaho.
It's always Idaho.
I'm looking for people to connect with and vibe with. I have 14 months.
That's not bad.
I'm also a freak, and I love to laugh. So if you
what
can
also
up with me, add
freak.
Me. My JPay is 1,
I know
2,
she
3,
likes handcuffs.
1,
am I right, guys?
Yeah.
Hey.
Dude. All right,
so my assumption.
I love how she's using a phone.
Yeah. My assumption for this is these are bitches that want money on their books.
Yeah, well,
and they're seeing how many dudes they could. Nobody's looking for a guy. Maybe they're looking if they got nobody at home.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's gonna pick them up and like get them on their feet.
Dude, I bet, because these have been getting more popular. A couple of these girls went viral off of this. I bet they started, the ones that went viral started getting fucking phone calls and people reaching out like crazy. Mm. And I think it's in benefit, the correctional industry wants to do this because they get a cut. They're like, this is like OnlyFans for prison.
Wait, do they get a cut?
They get, when you, because you have to pay to talk to them. They, that, oh, some of that money wow. goes to the fucking prison, dude.
See, prison's so they're getting a business.
They're getting their fucking whatever 30% rip or whatever their manager fee is on this. Well, and so they're inclined to
put I'd imagine they're getting all of it.
I don't know if they get all of it. I think some of it might go to the check. I don't know.
If you're paying to talk to them,
yeah.
I would assume the prison gets the money and they just get the phone call.
They might yeah. That might be it. That might be
it's
it.
It's like getting the door at a comedy club.
Yeah.
You get the money to talk and then they get it.
And I would take a wild guess and say this is also to put shit on their books.
What do you mean?
Like get them fucking yeah, get them yeah. honey buns and shit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they're making
get instant coffee,
but yeah. like they're way upcharging on that. Like
yeah.
that shit's like 5 or 6 times what it is on the street.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
So I'm sure the prison will love it if some fucking Indian dude buys some bitch a fucking $100 case of razors or whatever.
Yeah,
that was $10.
Yeah,
good idea
or whatever yeah. the fuck you know. I think stamps are the big thing.
Stamps.
I heard stamps are big because you can trade them for anything.
Okay. Yeah.
And like you need stamps to like
mail
shit.
Talk to your lawyers and shit.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. So stamps. Stamps
I've heard stamps are like the big.
That's the base currency. Stamps and soups.
Sounds like
two prison nicknames. And shit.
Robins?
Ramen.
Oh, ramen. Yeah. Like the instant ramen, dude. Oh,
would you ever see that guy who makes prison recipes?
Yeah. The Mexican
that's
dude.
Amazing.
The
Red Hot ramen.
Yeah, and he's all tatted up.
Yeah. Bussin.
Hey, Bunky.
Yeah. That's make me a hot toddy.
Yeah, bussin'
and disgusting.
I got you.
Did
they make crazy shit. Fryers and shit.
They what?
They make like fryers and shit.
Yeah, like, they get like a hibachi can. Thing kind of going. Yeah.
I was watching. It was how they pop.
Use a sandal to press their meat.
It was how they pop a outlet.
Yeah.
And they take a wire and a pencil, mm-hmm. and they put it in the outlet, and they make... like a loop, mm-hmm. a circuit, and then you take another pencil and you connect the lead from the two pencils and you can light fire, you can use it as a lighter.
Dude, that is fucking, it just showed prison just brings you back to caveman times.
Yeah.
Invented prison wheels. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then one guy figures it out, teaches the next guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's look at some more of these fucking whores.
That one's from Idaho.
They're all from Idaho.
Are they really?
I saw a few Texas people.
Oh, show me the Texas whore.
Who's this Allison Nelson in the middle?
Tight.
Yeah, she actually.
How did
oh,
she
there's
go
no
to
video.
Jail?
Just, no video.
Yeah, just two. It goes to one other picture.
Okay. Not yeah.
All right, never mind.
No body shots, though.
Yeah, that's
suspicious.
Some of them, dude, the body shots, some of them are great where they're like trying to show their ass.
But they're in their jumpsuit.
Well, they're in their jumpsuit, but they're like on their they have their knees. Yes, yeah. Of course, we're going to look at this.
Brutal.
Yep. But
which
you,
one?
You know who we're looking at.
Yeah, the one in the middle right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
Felicia
catch.
Brewer. I'm at PWCC.
Nickname
I'm 37
is
years old. Oof. I love the outdoors, working out, music.
Love the outdoors. Sucks to suck, dude. Love the outdoors. You're not going to get a lot of that.
The second one was working out. I don't... This lady is a liar.
Yeah.
My hobbies include yard time.
I'm on JPay. My number's 115-943.
JPay?
Here's a shout-out to Prison
That's
Connect
what it's called.
Oh.
That's how you send the money.
Jewish pay.
Yeah. Let's look. I actually want to see the first. She looks like the girl from Always Sunny that dates Frank.
Oh, I don't remember.
Artemis.
I don't remember Artemis.
She has a face like the Saw doll.
Hi, guys. My name is Tiffany Curl. I'm currently serving time at Pocatello Women's Correctional Center. I have about 18 months left, and I'm just starting to get to know new people, catch a vibe. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. So
we
if
know.
You'd like to get to know me, hit me up on JPay. My number is 128-580.
Yo, dude, the comments are all phone numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, we should call them.
No, those are the dudes.
The dudes want
to
get
calls. Yeah, we should call the dudes and be like, are you here to talk to? And then just put a foot and just do a girl voice.
Yeah, are you here
well,
to talk to
you can have
Tiffany?
Shannon call?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
I think there's a legal issue. We would have to tell them they're being recorded.
Damn, really?
And then it was for a podcast.
I thought that was only for like regular radio.
We could be like, hey, just
I think
you know
there's
you're
some
being recorded. Because this is a prison.
Yeah, say it real fast. You're being recorded. Anyway. Yeah, that's right, because they think it's for prison, so they're going to be recorded anyway.
You're being recorded.
So we could tell them.
I'll make you guys a deal.
Yeah.
Shannon, can we look into the legality of that?
Yeah.
And if it's completely kosher and above water, we will have Chay and Doug back in a few weeks, and we'll have you call some of these, what I would assume are Indian men.
Definitely Indian jackers.
Because
Indian
they're leaving there.
Specifically jackers.
Yeah.
These guys on chat roulette, they're like,
yeah.
Bob's in Virginia.
As opposed to Muslims who are hijackers. All right. If it's fine, we'll have Shannon call and see how much we can get them to promise to buy her.
Yeah.
But we'll make sure that it's legal before we do it. Is that cool, Shannon?
Yes.
All right, let's look at this dumper.
Yeah, that one.
How did that get on there? I don't understand.
That is pretty nice.
Oh.
First one was better.
What's she in for? What's she, do we know?
See, that's my, ooh.
Yeah, this one might be fake, though. How come nobody else has pictures like that?
I don't think so, but she has her, like, JPay stuff.
Yeah.
So here's those might be pictures she has saved on a phone or something.
Yeah,
they're not necessarily from prison, right?
Jorge is going to look it up and see if we can find out what she did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here's I feel like they should have to say what they're in prison for.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, you know, for sure. 100%. Yeah. We should definitely get a breakdown. That's an important part of it. I want to know, like, is it aggravated assault?
I want to know if it was a violent crime. I want to know if she was just caught up with the wrong dude.
Diamond tattooed on her throat. She was definitely helping a dude hide a gun.
Yeah.
That's what that says to me. I feel like the more scandalous the picture is, the worse the crime she may have committed.
Oh, yeah. Dude. That chick will rob the fuck out of you.
For sure.
That girl will drug you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll end up, like, you'll wake up and, like, all your shit's gone. Your truck's gone. Your PlayStation's gone, dude. She would, like, break some shit just to fuck with you.
Yeah, and your door, your lock is busted for no reason. Yeah. She could have just walked out the door.
Yeah, but she busted the lock just to be like, hey, I want to inconvenience this guy.
All right, let's look at another. I'm having a blast.
A stripper. Yeah. She had to be.
This middle chick?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, she's a little roomy, but not big.
Little roomy?
Like, you are a throwback human being if I've ever met one.
Roomy is crazy.
All right, let's go now. Let's try to get ones where they talk.
Yeah, one of my buddy called a chick oblong once, and it really fucked
up. I want to see this black girl with the green hair. Does she talk?
Yeah, that's a wild bitch. That's a stripper. That had to be a stripper.
Yeah, yeah. No, they got to be like in the correction thing if we want to get them talking. Oh, like,
there we go.
Oh, she's got a chat.
Not bad.
Oh, they're not going to play her.
She's really selling it. A little too
much. Wait, so are the other girls that have just like regular pictures, are they not in the correctional facility?
No, they're in there. I think maybe they don't have access to the video chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they definitely did something fucked up.
Tracy Cardozo. I got arrested for hiding Tim Dillon's money. All right. These are all pretty girls. Yeah. I want to see them talk, though.
Yeah, there's something up with the ones that just, if they don't have access to the fucking.
All right, Shannon, let's That's be fair to Shannon. Let's see this guy with the guitar.
That we got to see the guitar.
I did already watch this.
Where do you get a guitar in prison?
With your new boyfriend, soon as I shipped off to prison, I know that you hooked up with them. Yes, I do. Hey there, Sancho, here's to you.
Pause. How is there not a voice? Hey! Hey!
Shut the fuck up!
Turn that gay shit off!
Dude, this guy, is he singing about someone fucking his ex-girlfriend while he's in prison?
I think so.
Oh my god, dude. He must have not, he's been
That's what he said, right?
While.
He's like, somebody else is fucking you now?
Yeah, he said, Sancho, goes to you.
It's about the guy that's fucking him in prison.
His name is Cilantro?
Hey there, Devontre. But yes, play it.
She's for you. Now I need somebody new, so write to me and I'll write to you and get to know each other on JPay.
I didn't know you could be a tool in prison, too.
No, I thought this kind of behavior in prison just gets you molested.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, and like beat up.
Yeah, that's...
You'd be okay in prison.
I mean, I'm sure there's some girl that works on somebody. It ain't Shannon.
No, no. I hate that.
Do you hate guys with guitar shit?
No, I got excited when I saw it, and then I played it. I was like, this is retarded. I thought I was going to do like a nice singer-songwriter
song. Yeah, let's see one more trick before we finish the silliness. Okay.
That's a dude to the right.
You think that's a dude?
Yeah, up top.
Here? Oh.
No.
Yeah, that's not. She's not going to talk there,
that's
though.
Not she's not going to talk.
There is a video, though. Oh, wait, it's just a montage.
Any other talkers?
I feel like these just look like home. Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Marilyn Manson.
I'm Samantha Cimino. I'm 31 years old.
It's a rough 31.
Really like to be posted on Prison Connect to get to know people or someone. My IDUC number is 130403. I'm at PWCC. I'd like to give a shout out to Prison Connect, to
favorite songs,
my friends,
the Dope Show
on there, and also I have about 90 days left. Thank you.
See, I feel like this is just a hustle.
That was meth.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a hustle.
Yeah.
This is how many dudes can I get sending me shit?
Yeah.
How many dudes can I say I need $1,000 when I get out to like pay my security deposit?
Yeah.
Notice. And I'm going to run like 7 dudes.
Yeah.
Charges up.
Yeah. No, this is
a hustle.
It's a racket on, like, they're doing rackets on the dudes. The prison's doing a racket on them because the dudes are paying them. Everyone's making money except for the dudes, which is usually how it works.
Goes, yeah. That's pretty much OnlyFans, but in prison.
Yeah.
Did one of you say that already?
No.
I found one more pretty girl with a video if you want to see.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, I'm Jess. I'm 36, and I fuck on the first date.
Okay.
So if you want to hit me up on JPay, my number is 159-791. And shout out to Prison Connect.
What's on her head? Is that a tattoo?
Tattoos, yeah.
All right.
Fat tits.
That girl knows her business. That's an elite level.
Yeah. She was working it like immediately.
That's the LeBron of Prison Connect right there. Yeah. She is doing good in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one more. Just one more, sorry.
Go ahead.
Marcella Lopez, my number is 118340.
Mario
Shout
Lopez.
Out to Prison Connect. Just looking for a daddy who's hungry because I'm hungry too.
For Black Hawk, apparently.
Yeah.
She's one of those Snicker lovers.
Yeah. Dude. She was trying really hard to be hot, and she just didn't have it.
There. You know what, though?
Looks sexier with a banana, but they probably didn't have any in the cafeteria.
Yeah, hard to get fruit in there. They don't want you to get vitamins. They don't want you to get
that's
vitamins
true.
In there? No, you get too worked
a
up.
Is, yeah. That's probably at least
the
10
cholo
bucks.
Thing works for me sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, you like a cholo?
I think it's an extension of my like of clowns.
Oh, yeah. That's very true. Yeah.
I feel like it's a lateral move sometimes.
How do you feel about drag queens?
Not really.
Okay. No, not
very frequently.
Because I was like, I'm thinking clown.
Burlesque checks, yes.
Burlesque. Oh, every time I see burlesque, I go, this fucking sucks. But I don't even want to look at your tits. You're doing some dumbass dance, dude. Yeah. There's a reason this art form died.
Yeah. The balloon one's pretty fun.
I haven't seen the balloon one.
But girls will come out in like a G-string and pasties, but they'll have a whole shitload of balloons on them.
Oh, and they pop them.
And they pop them slow.
Yeah.
Really?
And so by the end, they're up there naked.
Can you pop them? By throwing darts at him like a carnival.
Boom. Let me pop him. Yeah.
Just want to stuff monkey.
Yeah. Get her right in the forehead.
Yeah, this.
Oh, you hit her throat. Oh, she's not naked, though. Turn this off.
She is at the end. That's the thing that's a bitch about these, is you got to just fast forward to the end.
This feels like this would be on like a Maury Povich show to scare the shit out of a kid that hates balloons.
See, under balloons, there's naked women. See, it's just this part where they're doing all this, like she's standing on a chair and shit. I'm like, get out of here.
I've seen some cool ones at like, I did Coney Island Freak Show a few times.
Okay.
I did stand up.
Yeah.
But there was a girl that used to walk up a ladder of machetes.
Okay.
And that was pretty sick.
That's a cool show.
Like with the sharp part facing up?
Yeah. She was a bad bitch. She also said she did the bed of nails.
Yeah.
And then she would bring a guy up and give him a lap dance on a bed of nails.
Wow. Okay, see, that is cool because that's like a freak show kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm going for the freak aspect of it. Dude, Joanna Angel, you know Joanna Angel, right? She told me she went to this fucking porn convention in Helsinki, which it, like years ago. This is in like 2015 or 2010 or something like that.
Yeah, when she was in her early 30s.
Yeah. And she she was talking about how it was the most insane thing. Because porn conventions in America, you like can't be completely naked and shit. Right. There they would do live fuck shows. And there was like an increase of like the craziness. And she was the headliner. The person who went out before her was a dude dressed as Jesus getting pegged by a lady dressed as the devil. And as she's pegging this dude, she's eating the Bible.
Oh my God.
And that was their thing they would do every night, dude. Yeah.
That is.
You know what? At a certain point, you're like, not tonight.
Yeah.
Like, there's a day you don't want to go to work. There's a day you're like, I got to eat another Bible.
I'm going to eat the Bible
what
again.
What do you mean? There's a guy taking it up the ass with a rubber dick, and you're worried about the Bible being that guy. I'm like, oh, God damn.
He put the jeans. He's straightening the crown of thorns. Like the rest of the. You ever seen a one-legged dog? Then you seen me. Lubing up his asshole backstage. Yeah. You seen me.
Nobody you gotta get tired of that after a while.
I worked on a Joanna live show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did the Triple Exorcist live.
What's that?
So she did a couple horror porns.
Yeah.
My buddy Doug, dearly departed Doug Sackman, directed them.
Yeah.
And we did a live version of Triple Exorcist. Yeah. So it was kind of a live sex show, but no penetration.
Okay.
Mixed with a GWAR show.
Oh, that actually sounds so
holy
shit. A lot of puking and blood and
but
shit.
But it was the two chicks from the movie and Tommy Pistol, the guy from the movie.
Oh, really?
Who's my boy.
Yeah.
Me and Tommy go way back. He used to do sketch comedy.
Yeah.
And he is the man.
Yeah.
And Doug and we built this bed and it had holes in it. Then we had fire extinguishers full of fake blood and fake green shit.
Oh, wow.
And Joanna would, like, fake masturbate with a cross over it.
Yeah.
And then it would shoot green shit all over the... Like, it would look like she squirted it. Like, she would put her hand over the hole.
Yeah.
And then lift her fingers.
And it would look like she was squirting the green.
And she was shooting green everywhere.
Wow.
Green, and then there was people under the bed, so it would, like, levitate and do all the exorcist shit.
Yeah.
It was super fun.
That sounds sick as fuck.
Shannon, can you see if there's a trailer for the XX Exorcist?
Dude.
I don't know if it still exists, because I know at one point they had made a softcore edit of it to sell at Hot Topic.
Yeah.
And it was all three of the horror porns, because it was...
But it already is softcore, though, technically, right?
No, the real movie, the actual Triple Exorcist was hardcore porn.
Like Penetration?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so the one that you helped out on? That was the
live show version of it that they toured with.
The parody.
They would do like... They would do like goth clubs or like Halloween parties.
I see what you mean.
But they were like full porns.
Yeah.
It was Repenetrator, Triple Exorcist, and Evil Head.
Repenetrator sounds like a good one.
Repenetrator is excellent and was the movie my sophomore year of college roommates had to have a talk with me to please stop leaving in the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah. You left Repenetrator in the PlayStation. Were you jerking off to Repenetrator? Was it jerk offable?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
Majorly.
Okay, yeah.
And I believe I might have had company.
Oh, you brought someone over to watch Repenetrator.
I believe a lady watched it with me as a...
kinky thing.
As a kinky thing. Mm-hmm. However, then we moved into my room, left it in the DVD, in the PlayStation.
Running? So people came in and...
I think we just turned off the TV.
Yeah.
And then I think one of my more... human roommates came home with his chick. And we're like, let's play some Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you for a ride.
Nice. Yeah.
And turned on the TV.
And it was Repenetrator.
And his lady friend was none too pleased with his living situation.
Yeah. Who's watching this? Yeah, he's a cool guy, dude.
You had to probably have seen him beg like that was not me.
Yeah.
Like, she thinks it's a lie. Like, that was him. I swear to God, why would I watch that?
You're it's like pseudo cock blocking him from that.
Shannon, did you find it?
So this is a reaction video, and I'm not sure that this is the right thing, but I'll play it.
Yeah, no, that is Triple Exorcist. Okay, but we don't have to listen to these guys talk about it.
Is that Lev?
Yeah, that's Tommy Pistol. I want to say that might be Reagan Reese is the other chick. This goes back to when I actually knew porn star names.
This is when porn had a plot.
Dude, these were like 40 minutes long.
Yeah.
This is a good piece.
This is actually a movie.
This is a psyched. I my buddy that directed Repatriator got the actual Reanimator guys to sign a copy of it.
Wow, that's fucking great.
What a huge cock this guy has. What a big, beautiful. And he's a slight man.
Oh, that's great. What did they use to make the slime?
Pea soup.
In this, that's the same as blood, but just green. It's caro syrup and that shit.
Okay.
But yeah, my buddy Doug made all these. And then if you remember Repenetrator, I guess I could say he's out of comedy. You get Doug, the makeup on Repenetrator was Josh. Remember my old buddy Josh from Bar None?
He did that?
He used to do makeup.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
He did Joanna's makeup on that, yeah. Or he helped Doug do it.
How come he never mentioned that, ever?
Because his chick was always around.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
His wife, who doesn't let him do comedy anymore.
Yeah, that, dude, that story was fucking nuts. Like, after he got married, he just stopped doing stand-up.
No, they were married for a while, but she gave him an ultimatum.
Oh, really?
Really?
It was my best friend. It was the guy I started comedy with.
Yeah.
And, yeah, his he had an arrangement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where his chick got up. She had a corporate job.
Yeah.
He would work at Halloween Adventure, some bartending gigs. But she did the heavy lifting financially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he was a husband. Like, it was in the contract. Like, he gets up and makes breakfast every day.
Mm.
He sends her to work. He takes care of everything.
Yeah.
And eventually, the longer we started doing it, she started cutting the comedy nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then one night when we were all at Bar None, the woman that would become my wife was there, and she got this girl got drunk and was like, "Don't you hate being a comedy wife? I mean, they're just out having fun with their friends every night.
God,
and we're
man.
Stuck in the Jesus. Fucking house."
Why would you be, especially if he's like taking care of like you, like doing all the husband shit, making food, doing all that stuff. What, he's not allowed to go and have fun? Like, why does that upset you that he's out having a good time?
Because it becomes like a resentful thing.
Yeah.
Like, your job is to do makeup and it's enjoyable and it's fun.
Yeah.
While the other person
hates their job.
Yeah, hates their job. Like, this is miserable. And anytime you smile as you're working, they hate it. And it's like, well, fuck you. You chose your goddamn path. Go fuck yourself. And you knew who I was when you married me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I was it's in a very awkward position because I went to high school with that girl.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So, okay, was he making like a living off of comedy?
No. We were baby comedy. We weren't making dick.
Yeah. So
we were still doing mics.
This is like year two, year one.
He was in it longer than me. He might have been in year six.
Well, that's what happened. I started doing that show because he quit.
Yeah.
With Samantha.
Yeah.
Because he quit. And then Samantha asked me to do it with her.
Yeah.
And that was why. Because his wife.
And then he
put a foot down.
The first, because he would do sketches too.
Yeah.
And the first straw that when I started to see everything unravel was he had a whole closet full of outfits for sketches.
Like, yeah.
So if you needed anything, because he worked at Halloween Adventure.
Yeah.
And he would just get overstock.
Yeah.
So if you needed a doctor costume, if you needed a fucking feather boa.
Everything.
He just had it labeled in a closet.
Yeah.
And she decided she wanted that closet. And she made him throw it all out.
Man.
No.
The whole, I mean.
Are they still together?
Like, yeah, I think he works for her family now.
That's the worst.
And I
think
he got a job. He's my buddy. I check in with him sometimes.
How's he doing?
I know he had to have a talk with HR at his job for making jokes about killing himself. But that was years ago. I talk to him every once in a while.
Man,
and don't forget,
you know,
this is
it was
not
his
just
path.
HR though. This is HR for your family's company.
Yeah.
So they're like, you know, your daughter's husband.
And I will say, he also did move originally because his wife's father was sick.
Okay.
And he was helping take care of him.
Yeah.
So it was a selfless thing when he moved initially.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's just out and being a dude.
Yeah, dude. It seems
But we
just
forget
like,
that, you know, there are people we started with that like
dropped off, yeah.
Oh, dude, there's some people where I'm like not like these stories where you're like, yo, he was so good. I really like this guy. It's the
I never said that.
Okay.
I love you, Josh.
Never mentioned his skills.
But with the weirdos, the freaks, the I wish some of them, I wish I could just have like a, I just want to see into your life sometimes, dude.
Dude, you know who? Dude, my chick texted me the other day.
Yeah.
My wife texted me the other day and goes, look who's on the fucking train with me.
Yeah.
Jolly Cat was on the train.
Who's Jolly Cat?
Oh my God.
Shannon, you remember Jolly Cat?
Oh, that guy was such an asshole.
I was accosted by him in life before I worked here years and years and years ago.
So what? Jolly Cat.
He's a cunt.
Is a
former meth addict.
Not mentally well.
Yeah.
Person who I guess was around comedy.
Well, he used to do bringer shows at Broadway and shit like that. When I first started, I remember seeing him. And he always had like these two like foreign girls that almost looked like they were indentured slaves, like introduce him on stage and they can never remember the lines. And I watched him in the green room flip the fuck out on these girls one time. Like, you don't know your fucking lines. Get your fucking head out of your ass. And they have just been in the country for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
What the fuck did they know?
So Jolly Cat definitely is mentally ill.
Yeah.
And I would say the term is not mentally deficient.
Yeah.
But the reality of it is, yes, he is.
Yeah.
He ain't operating on all cylinders.
Yeah.
And he would go on stage with like a headset and a boombox. Mm-hmm. And, but he also would be on the subway all the time doing his act.
Yeah. Oh, to what? Just strangers? Like with a mic or something?
Yeah.
He would dress in a bunny suit.
He would dress up as a bunny. He had a music video.
Yeah.
And he played The Stand one night.
Yeah.
Somebody booked him on The Late Show after Skanks at the first Stand.
Oh, no. Yeah.
He was mentally ill. And I watched it. So he's also just one of those New York people you see.
Yeah.
And I've seen him on more than one occasion just trying so hard to get pussy.
Wow.
And bombing on the train. I mean,
oh, no.
Like to strange, like trying to fuck
just
a girl.
Just sitting
on the
next
train
to a girl.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Start the rap. But like his rap would be about like God.
Yeah. Oh, he's like actually rapping?
No. Like his game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. God, he's like, I remember one time, he's like, I don't believe in dating, I believe in courting. I want to court you. I want to take. And then he was trying to get her number so bad. She's like, I can't.
Yeah.
And he's like, just give me your phone. And she's like, my phone's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, just tell me. And she's like, I don't remember it.
Dude.
And he's like, well, get a charger. Yeah. He would not. It came to the point where like strangers on the train, not me, because fuck her.
Yeah. Let
that we're like sitting in between them.
Yeah.
Because then he started like screaming.
I had this situation happen with him.
Shannon?
Oh,
Shannon, tell us your Jolly
But before
Cat.
Shannon does it, I just need this. The ending of it was so funny. A bunch of dudes started fucking with him.
Yeah.
And making fun of him. So then he ran off the train, ran back to yell at them, and as he was running off the train, his backpack got caught between the closing doors, and just his hands and feet were in the air, and he was screaming.
Jesus, can I see a picture of this guy? I need to see.
There's YouTube videos.
Yeah,
now.
He's got a bunch. But right. Shannon, tell us your.
Okay, I do have a YouTube video. I just don't know that I want to necessarily promote him.
Yes.
But I do have a video. So I was on a bus going into Staten Island. I was with a friend of mine. We haven't seen each other in a while. So we're just kind of like bullshitting, catching up with each other. And I see that this guy is like very like up in our conversation the whole time. As soon as we hit the little thingy that we're going to get off at the next stop, he gets up right at that moment, walks over, and he's like, hey, I think you're beautiful, whatever. Maybe you can check out my music on MySpace. This is like 15 years ago. He's like, maybe you can check out my music on MySpace. Let me give you my business card. He goes back to his stuff, like book bag and all his bunch of shit, and then rips a piece of paper like off of a spiral notebook, like rips it off, writes his face, his MySpace, and then gives it to me. I'm like, yeah, totally check it out. Fine. So I spend the whole day in Staten Island. This is like maybe 10 hours later. We're taking the bus back to Brooklyn. This guy is on the bus again.
Oh, no.
It was pouring, raining out. So we like run onto the bus. We sit down. We're just like getting the rain off of us. And then he walks over and I'm like, oh, he's like, do you still have that paper that I gave you before? I was like, no, I probably left it at the other house. He's like, oh, but I want to see it. I was like, I don't have it. And he starts to lose his mind. He spit at me.
What?
He threw his book bag in the air. He starts running around the bus. The bus driver pulls the bus over.
This all sounds very accurate.
Me and my friend run into, it was like a Pizza Hut or a Domino's. It was like right there. So we run into there. They lock the door. They call the cops. He punches the glass, shatters the glass, and then ran away. So they had to call a cop to like write down an incident report for the bus and then for the broken window at the Pizza Hut, whatever. But I couldn't actually file anything because he didn't touch me. So yeah,
but he spit on you.
I know it's at the they wouldn't do anything. And I have seen him a few times after then on the train and on the bus, and he like starts all over again. Like he doesn't recognize me. He's like, "Oh, you're beautiful," whatever. Oh. And then
this guy loves
again.
Really, no retards love pussy.
Yeah.
And this guy just it's his day.
Yeah, that's
it's
his day.
What he does, dude.
Dude, that's crazy. I've never heard of this freak show before. Okay, we don't have to show him on a thing because obviously, yeah, you don't want to promote him.
We'll do it.
I want to see this.
We'll see it. We're going to wrap up now. We're going to watch it after. If people want to look him up, YouTube, The Jolly Cat.
Yeah.
He's got a song called Waddle Like a Duck. I don't want to play it on
the
here.
Cat in the hat.
Yeah.
He shakes fucking maracas. Dude, he wears a bunny hat. Like, you ever see Bob's Burgers, the little kid that wears the bunny hat?
Yeah.
He walks around wearing that fucking stupid hat.
No, I wouldn't know if I saw him. I wouldn't know.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. But let's do plugs real quick. Che, what do you want to promote?
You can find me on all platforms at Che Arena. My tour dates, I'm going to be in Texas, actually, this weekend. And then we got Montreal, Skankfest, North Carolina, a bunch of other shits on there. Check out my podcast, Dark Holes with Che Arena, where we look at weird internet wormholes. This week, we're looking at King Charles the dog.
Very fun, Doug.
I'll be in the Ithaca Comedy Festival this Saturday, so come out there if you're going to be there. I'll be at the Dojo of Comedy on, I think, Wednesday, the first Wednesday in June, and then follow me on Instagram at TheDougUrum.
Fantastic. Go to punchup.live/ZachAmico for my dates. And if you love the show, go to GasDigital.com today. Use the promo code ZOO. You get $1.50 off a month. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the archives of thousands of episodes of Real Ass Podcasts, Legion of Skanks, all your favorite shows, and you get a little smooch from me if you see me out in public. And thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you. We're back on our schedule. We're not going to miss a goddamn episode when I'm on the road, because I fucking love you guys, okay? All right, so we'll catch you again on Wednesday here on Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. Bye-bye!
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's